Hey folks, Will here from Story Break. Just a quick heads up before you dive into this week's episode. We'd like to present a little content warning for everybody. This episode deals with some pretty dark themes, including an abusive relationship between a parent and a child. I know that was not what you were expecting when you clicked on an episode called Creepy Crawlers, but there it is. And additionally, there's a lot of, as you might imagine, bug horror and spider horror, body horror. It gets into some pretty dark stuff. It's a dark episode of Story Break. So if you have any bug phobias or you find that kind of dark subject material particularly triggering, we would advise that you steer clear of this episode. Thanks, everyone, and on with the show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another thrilling, mind-blowing, extraordinary episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. I am Freddy, your host.
I'm Will Campos, and I got a bunch of creepies crawling on me.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's my joke this week.
Take a shower.
I'm Matt Justice Arnold.
What?
Because I have jury duty.
That's right.
I have somebody's life in my hands.
Yo.
I legally can't talk about it, but let's just say, if you want to bribe me.
Whoa.
Can we say that? Even
no,
as a joke?
Very no.
I would
very
super
no.
not say that.
I would
that.
Super not say that.
Don't say that?
Nope.
All right. I'm not saying it, but if you're watching the stream, I am winking.
There is no stream, there is everybody. No stream. You're not missing out on anything. This week, everyone's favorite throwback from the, I don't know, early 90s, I guess?
Actually, I was looking it up. It started in 1964.
Creepy Crawlers.
Freddie, I think you mean Creepy Crawlers.
Oh boy, let that nostalgia wave wash over you as you drive home from work and you think, oh man, I remember those commercials.
Only 60s through 90s kids will remember this one.
So Will, you've described Creepy Crawlers as like easy bake oven for boys, but what is it?
So it's basic
a sexist, Will.
I mean, it was like it's Easy Bake. Let me say this: Easy Bake Oven marketed to boys. I don't want to say that girls can't get on the Creepy Crawler action. The same way I wouldn't want to say boys can't get in on the Easy Bake Oven action.
I was definitely an Easy Bake Oven boy.
People of all genders can bake whatever they want with the little light bulb in the thing.
Easy Bake is better
because you can eat it.
Because you can eat it.
Yeah,
as opposed to just. Like Creepy Crawlers. Okay, explain what Creepy Crawler is.
Creepy Crawlers was a... so basically, it's like this little oven, and then you have these little molds that look like bugs, and then you can pour like a liquid chemical substance called plastic goop into them that comes in assorted colors, and then the mold gets heated up, and you fucking bake it, and then like when it comes out, you've got this like rubbery little gross bug monster.
Yeah.
Do I think in the commercials like... Put on your sister's trapper keeper, and she opens it, and she screams, and then like the two little guys go. It's like one of those.
So you know,
it's like you creating cool, fun, gross bugs with plastic products.
You know, maybe this is my experience. So if you went to like a museum with your parents, and you go to like the gift shop or something.
Yeah, Creepy Crawlers is like a museum gift shop.
Oh, I was gonna say, and you see those like you go to like the Natural History Museum, and you see like some. Dope like plushie that's like $80. You're like, Mom, I want that. And she's like, no, you can have this 40 cents at the cash register
keychain
rubber
worm
like for like 40 cents. So Creepy Crawlers is like a $60 toy that makes you work 10 minutes in order to get one of those 40 cents rubber bugs.
It was also called Thing Maker.
Yes.
Thing Maker doesn't have the same ring to it.
Did eventually, like, they had, like,
Power Rangers.
You could make Power Rangers, Superman, Tarzan.
And The Mask, which is that movie where a man becomes a sexual predator after putting on a mask. Kids loved.
I cannot think of a more 90s thing than a Creepy Crawler mask expansion DLC.
Oh, my God. You're right.
All right, well, okay, should we start the clock?
Let's start the clock. The reason why we're doing this real quick before we start the clock, because they just announced an actual movie for it.
Yeah.
And little do you know, folks listening, a little hot scoop, the Story Break boys are doing the movie. No, not really. But we're doing the movie today. Here we go. The clock begins right now.
So I want to start by just throwing these at you. These are the varieties of Thing Maker mold set. And so what I'm thinking is we could use Creepy Crawlers as a pivot into a Thing Maker multiverse. Because here you go. Check out some of these giant Creepy Crawlers. Fighting Men, which sounds like, well, like a Fighting Brian Men. Butterfield disguise. Fighting Men, which was like little mini soldier figures that you used an innovative two-part mold to give the fight. You know, it's give them a front and back. The fight, you know what the fighting man is? It's that scene in Captain America where he comes out of the pod. Do you remember that? Like, he's yoked. Like, that's fighting man. Creeple people, which had strange heads, arms, and feet that would form troll-like creatures, fun flowers, the Fright Factory, which made spooky scars and masked teeth like a little makeup set, Incredible Edibles, that was like an edible goop called Gobbledygook, Pickadoos.
So wait, were some of these edible and some of these not?
Incredible Edibles was like you could eat the creepy crawlers.
I remember eating creepy crawlers.
But they had the mini dragons, the Inks, the Zoofy Goofies. There were Hot Wheels and a dolly maker tried to make it for girls.
Let me back up for 1 second. I need to zone in real quick on just what Matt said. Matt, you said you ate creepy crawlers?
No, I remember a version of creepy crawlers that you could eat. So it must have been what Will was just talking about.
Yes.
I remember the commercials were like a kid holds up like a rubbery looking spider.
Sidebar really quick with Will. Will,
yeah,
this explains so much.
That I had a toy that you could eat creepy crawlers.
Matt, this explains so much. Freddy doesn't listen when he's talking.
You can't eat creepy crawlers.
No, I just said
there's
incredible edibles.
There's a version of creepy crawlers.
A thing maker that made edible pieces. It used a special goop called Gobbledygook, which was placed in the mold and cooked like regular plastic goop.
Here's what I'm saying. That's so dangerous, creepy crawlers. Like, hey, we're going to do this thing where you cannot eat most of them, but we're going to make a special one you can't. What the hell were they thinking?
You're really kind of like banking a lot on a 4-year-old's ability to comprehend the nuance of a commercial with that one, where you're like, because it's like, if I'm 4 and I see that, I'm like, you can eat creepy crawlers now?
Yeah, exactly.
Sold.
That's what I'm saying. I think all right, what
so they're little fucking gross bugs make with a mold.
Okay, yeah.
Right away, at least, it feels like we're in like Cronenberg's The Fly universe, right? Mad scientist creating
like a kid
bugs.
Scientist.
Yeah, like a kid scientist
kid
creating
fly.
Bugs.
But we're doing creepy crawlers, right? I'm getting really stressed out on all the other shit.
I'm just saying we could pivot to a creepy verse at some point if we wanted to. I think
like
this
if it's
should
like a if it's like a like an oven or a transmogrifier like Calvin and Hobbes style that some kid has, you know, other things can come out later.
Well, just bugs come to life is one thing ready.
Okay. All right. So there was a creepy crawlers TV show in the 90s. Yeah. And I just I want to give you guys the first, especially for Freddie, I want to give you guys the first sentence of the show premise on Wikipedia.
Okay.
The show is about Chris Carter, a self-described normal kid who is interested in magic. I'm a self-described. That's a little sneak peek at
so
Freddie's Tinder bio, by
that's
the way.
So much shade.
Freddie Wong, male, Los Angeles, a
self-described
normal guy,
man.
Interests magic.
That's so much. I didn't know Wikipedia could throw that much shade on a kid.
Okay. So it's this kid and he meets a magician. They build
It's the kid who created X-Files.
Yeah, Chris Carter, yeah.
Like he went on to make X-Files.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't think we should look at this.
No.
There's Goop Mandoos and Professor Guggengrime.
So look,
now,
fuck
this.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an oven that makes insects.
I'm pretty sure they didn't call it an oven, but yeah.
I mean, it's an oven. Yeah, it's a contraption.
A contraption, some cool
so
thing.
Someone, yeah. Okay, all right.
So I'm assuming
let's
this.
Let's dial in. Let's get into the story.
This is a
here,
kid's
boys.
Flick, right? An old family film.
Hey, I mean, listen, man. This is just coming down the tradition of like bug-based movies. We got our ants. We got our Bugs Life.
A lot of kids.
We got our B movie. What if we got all those into one? And you can make them. You can make Jerry Seinfeld as a bee. And as a kid, and he builds Jerry Seinfeld one piece at a time, Frankenstein's monster, and Jerry Seinfeld as a rubber bee comes out. He goes, hey, what's the deal?
Actually, Seinfeld is the name of the scientist. The monster is called Seinfeld's monster.
Oh, you're right.
All right.
Okay. So I was saying, can maybe just throw a loop, jump into a loop, fly through a loop.
Whatever.
Let's make this a rated R Cronenberg film. I just don't know if I can do another fucking kids movie. The fucking kid jumping through some having some goofy aliens and they come to life and then he learns that being a kid's hard or some stupid bullshit they sell today. Can we just make this?
Yo, classic story break special. It's a kid, they got one or two dead parents.
Yeah.
There's a machine that goes out of control. They gotta stop the machine, like it's like a Pandora's box,
and
right?
And then they come home and they're like, oh, Dad, you You sure do try hard to be a good dad.
We learned something today. Yay.
So, all right.
Story break, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing implode on itself slowly.
Man. Matt just diss-tracked the podcast.
Yo, Matt just push-a-teed our own podcast, dog.
We've had a long couple of weeks. No, it's just we've done... It's also because they already
We've done that tween bullshit before.
Well, I just want to get ahead of... No, it's more... This is a very cynical, practical movie. It's just like, I feel like we want to get ahead of the curve because they're going to do... Look, they're already doing creepy crawlers, right? They're doing like the Guillermo del Toro family creepy crawlers. And then it's not going to do very well. Then they're going to want the R-rated creepy crawlers in the same way they're doing the new Hellboy. So
Okay, what if it's The Fly? And bear with me, it is a kid, but... Like, this is a dark kid movie. Do you know what I mean? This is like a really successful one.
Like, you know? The Good Kid. that Macaulay Culkin movie.
The Good Son, yeah.
Good Son.
Scary Macaulay Culkin. Scary McCulkin. So you do, like, it's this kid, and he wants to bring his creepy crawlers to life for a science fair project, and they said he was mad in junior science class, and but he was going to show them wrong. And he does it, and the thing comes to, I don't know, like, I'm trying to get to, like, a weird Cronenberg, like, the kid is half human, half creepy crawler by the end.
Okay, how about you do, if it's gonna be dark, how about you do something with, like, the parent? Okay, like, you know, because there's always that... As the kid dies and his soul
is in the creepy crawler.
That's one way. Hold on to that. I was gonna save you too. You know, like somebody who's like a parent who like wanted to be a gymnast and like didn't, and they're like they forced their kid to be a gymnast. Or again, the classic like I'm gonna make my kid watch the shit I like. Mm-hmm. It's like this is like a scientist dad. He's like I'm gonna make like I want my kid to be a great scientist. So like very early, he starts like giving the kid like inventions and like you know like letting them deal with shit.
Oh.
And he's pressuring his kid to be the best or whatever.
Oh.
And he essentially turns his kid into a creepy crawler. Or his kid essentially like goes Damien on him and like, you know.
I like it being a Damien kid. Like yeah, I like Damien it being kid. This like a bad
Sorry,
like you know like
what does a Damien
like kid? From The Omen.
Like, just like a demon.
Like this one of those movies, you're like, that's just something wrong with that kid.
Oh, yeah, you look at that kid, and he's got a little weird look to him.
And you do,
yeah.
like, it,
little freaky
he,
ass little kid.
He gets the fucking creepy crawler machine, and the kid's making these creepy crawlers, and they're doing his evil bidding through the night. Do you know what I mean? The dad's having an affair, he's cheating on the mom, and then, like, he's in the middle of, you know, he's in flagrante delicto, and he looks up, and there's a little creepy crawler watching from the ceiling, and then it scurries away. He's like, oh, shit, my son knows.
I just want to give a quick shout out to our friend Logan Olson, who never liked any horror movie with a little kid. He said they were not scary to him because, and I quote, because look at that kid. I could just beat him up.
Well, but you can't beat up his creepy crawlers. Okay, you could do like the dad.
Oh, boy.
You could do like the dad or mom or whatever, the parent, the scientist. Is like working on something, you know, Dr. Monroe style.
Oh, he's working on like a particle thingamajig.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't have time for my kid. Fucking go play with your creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
And then the creepy crawlers.
Or he trains him. Like, he comes home and he just sees, like, he's like, let me see your math equations. Like, how was your work today?
I like
very, like, emotionless,
yeah.
like, just raising a kid like an experiment. Essentially.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was saying the dad is working on, like, you know, Frankenstein shit.
Okay.
And the kid who's got this, like, creepy crawler bullshit, and the dad's like, this is all you made? A fucking piece of shit toy that nobody wants to buy called creepy crawlers?
Well,
and
then the kid's like, did the kid invent creepy crawlers?
No, it's not that. But let's say the kid's like, hey, dad, he's like, hey, dad, I made this. Like,
dad, I made you something. It's a bunch of my qualities.
Okay, here's
I made a thing to make toys for my friends. He's like, that's what you want to do as a scientist is make fucking toys. And the kid's like, oh. And then the kid's like, I'll show dad. I'll make the toys come.
I've got something here. Okay, bear with me. All right, a couple of things.
Okay.
One, the dad's thing that he's working on is some sort of quantum goo.
Okay.
Right? Or some sort of bio goo.
Ooh, very nice.
Right? So it's like a
plastic
fucking...
Plastic goop.
It's plastic. Yeah. But it's like he's working on this genetic bio goo that like fucking is
it's
gonna...
like full of stem cells.
It's basically just like spray on the thing. You know what I mean? It's like... Anyway.
Yeah.
So we do something with that, right? And like that's our... Because clearly that thing's going in the fucking creepy crawler.
Yeah.
You do the kid at the beginning has invented the edible creepy crawler.
Yeah.
Like the kid has conjured what gobbledygoo, right? Because he's like, man, like, you know, because he loves creepy crawlers, right? Yeah. Like, he's like, he's into cool bugs and stuff. But he's like, you know, like, oh, I felt so jealous that the girls get to bake stuff, and, you know, the boys, when we just get the rubber thing. So he made that goo. And so then you do, like, one of these fucking things is, like, one of your classic goof-ups is he, I don't know, like, he bakes a creepy crawler with the dad's quantum goo and it comes to life, but then he mistakes it for the one of the edible ones and he eats it. And then he starts to transform into a creepy crawler. And he has mastery over the goo. And he's like this goo master. And he's... And that's the title of the movie, Goo Master.
Goo Master.
Goo Master versus demonic toys.
Let's talk about the creepy... Okay, so we have some ideas. Let's talk about the money of the movie. How are these creepy crawlers... Like, are we
personifying them? Are they just...
Yeah, are we getting a movie with a bunch of big bugs going around the city? Or is it like...
Big bugs aren't scary. Mm-hmm. Swarms of little bugs are scary.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
As like in the 1999 classic The Mummy showed us.
Yeah, or like when they... Yeah, The Mummy, when the scarab beetles get under the guy's skin. Yeah. Like, big bugs are like, I'm watching a goofy action movie.
Or
right?
Arachnophobia.
Or arachnophobia, yeah.
Or shitty 50s.
You know, I'm picturing someone taking a shower, and then like you hear these like squiggly noises, and they're like, what's
like
going
through
on?
The drain? Like, coming out through the drain?
Coming out through the drain,
oh,
and like...
Oh, you do the shot? You do the shower, someone's pooping, and then there's bugs coming out from the toilet.
Yeah, man. Oh. They don't see them toilet bugs.
I did always have this
shot. I'm so scared of that, y'all.
No, I did always have this shot that I wanted to do so we could do it here.
Okay.
Which was, you know, those like the old-fashioned, like the bathtubs that aren't like, I don't know what you'd call them. Like the ones that have like the lip on the side of them.
Curl clawfoot bathtubs.
Okay, yeah. So like I always imagine like you have like somebody's draining a bathtub or starting the thing, and then you hear like, you know, click clack from like, you know, spider legs or something. And you do that classic, like looking through the, you're like all of a sudden the person looks up and is like looking in the drain and you're sure that spider legs are going to come out of that drain.
Yeah.
And you just keep zooming in. And then you go to a side shot and no, these legs come out from this, from underneath the lip of the side of the tub.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the spiders start coming out from the side of the tub.
Ooh.
And then go into the bathtub. It's like, you
yeah,
try
it's like
stand
Slither.
Up and you slip.
Like they have the whole, yeah.
So you do, I don't know.
Okay. That's so all. We got creepy bugs.
What happened with you in that bathtub, man?
I mean, nothing. That's just...
What happened to that tub?
What happened to that tub?
And what happened to Matt's twin brother from when he was a kid?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Weird. We stopped hearing from him right around the time they got that tub.
Okay. I was trying to think of, like, what the horror of this... So, okay.
I think it's little tiny-ass bugs crawling.
Well,
all
then,
because
I could see, like, a swarm of bugs. I could also see some, like, Cronenberg stuff again where, like, you use, like, the kid is going to, like, his flesh is going to turn into the goop, or he's going to turn the dad into a big creepy crawler so he can control him. The bugs get into the dad's brain, like the...
How about when the bugs bite you?
Okay.
You dissolve into goop. Like, you melt. Like, you start getting all... Like the rock sequence where, you know, the guy's, you know... Like, he's pounding on the window, like, let me out! And then he,
it
like,
starts
melts.
Melting.
Yeah, it's like, and then the kid scoops up that goop, and then makes more creepy crawlers. So he's literally, the creepy crawlers are made from the
like
deceased blood goop of the people.
So it's like, because it's a biovirus.
Yeah,
because
so
here's the thing. Because this is what
everything
I want.
Is scary when you put the word bio in front
of it.
Well,
you know how that goop is kind of like a little bit
biology
transparent?
Class.
You know, like, transparent?
You know, no, what?
The goop is like a little bit transparent.
I've never
all
played
that...
with creepy crawlers.
Okay, but
I've
you
never
know that...
seen transparent.
I heard the first season though was great.
Okay, you know how that rub, you know, the cheap like rubber is kind of transparent. You get that, you know, like jello with like, you know, stuff inside of it. And you can see it.
Keep going.
Okay, I just want the creepy crawlers that are made from this human goop. Like you can see like fingernails and like eyeballs in it and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So it's just
such a,
fucking
yeah.
gross. Yeah, all right. That's all.
All right.
I like it.
That's
but
all.
But the idea of like the biovirus, and like it bites you and then like everything like down bloodstream of where that is turns to goop is cool. So if you get bit on like, you know what I mean? Like if you get bit on like your elbow, your whole lower arm goes. If you get bit on like your, you know what I mean?
Well, because then zombie stuff is always like, did you get bit? And then they like roll up a sleeve and like, oh, you got bit. And then it's like you're all waiting for him to become a zombie.
Yeah.
Like this is like, do you get pissed? Like, I don't think so. And then they're walking and then all of a sudden they like slow down. They're like, what happened? And you turn and their foot is just like a puddle and blood is leaking out of it. And it's just all pussy. They go, no. And they start trying to walk and they're like their knees just crumple
underneath
them.
It's like that scene in Volcano or Dante's Peak where the guy's got to try to like run through the lava. lava.
Yeah. Oh, and then like, and then the goop like starts turning into creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
Like as it congeals, it turns into more monsters that spread and start biting everybody else.
So the idea of like, so that's good because the idea of like a zombie bite obviously is they draw a lot of, you know, drama out of that from zombie movies. But like, what if it's a bunch of little things and a single bite will
just
get
vile?
Because
then the dad would see like the first person that turns, it turns into what looks like his goop, and he's like, whoops.
Oh, what's great,
like,
is
that's probably because of me.
Well, what's great is you do, it's like, oh yeah, because it's like bug bite horror. Do you know what I mean? Like a bug bite, like every time we get a bug bite, it's like, oh god.
Well,
like, and
nothing
it's
freaks
like
me out.
So it is just like the bite gets worse and grosser.
Oh, so
and, you know what I mean?
And then pus, imagine pus pouring out.
Yeah.
The pus pours out and it drops on the floor and then it turns into a creepy crawler and crawls away.
I had this very, because actually it is like the most traumatizing spider thing I've ever had happen to me was I was in my friend and I were driving in his car, and it's a convertible, so we're bombing it down the highway at like probably 80-85 miles an hour. It's super hot outside, and I'm looking at his rear view mirror, and like all of a sudden I start seeing these little tiny white spiders in it. I was like, what the fuck? And then like, did just all of a sudden they're everywhere, just more and more and more of them. And it was inside his rearview mirror, a spider had laid a nest of eggs, and they had all just hatched. So we're just driving down the freeway screaming. I had to pull over and jump out. It was like that scene in Tommy Boy with the beans. Yeah. It was like, oh god.
Well, everyone remembers the scary stories to tell in the dark, the most effective one.
Oh, the girl with the spider.
Yeah, the spider egg in the face.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, on that, like the thing that fucking made me die was, if you saw the on Twitter recently, this guy did a picture of, they put a hat on that they hadn't put on for a long time and started painting their house, and then took it off and then put it back on, then took it off, and then there had been a spider egg in the bottom of that hat the entire time. So it was just sitting on his head. Yeah.
No.
All right.
Okay.
I think we've tapped into something good here.
We've got some creepy. All right. So let's circle back and talk about the story a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So we got a parent.
Yeah.
We got a kid with a creepy crawler machine.
Yeah.
I like that this creepy crawler machine starts making real creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a cool thing. And
so
I
you
like
got
that,
like a classic overambitious, like, again, like, you know, you can do it, but should you do it? And then it's like that. It's like if Frankenstein had a kid.
Okay, what if you do, all right, classic, if we're going to do it, it's a parent and their kid, right? So you do, like, again, it's the stressed out scientist parent, and they're working on the bio goo, and they're chewing out their kid for not being a good enough scientist, right? And then so the kid is like, I got to fucking show my dad or show my mom or whoever, like, that I got what it takes. I got to get an A on this report. So the kid steals the bio goo and is like, I can use these to make real life creepy crawlers. Like, and then he like fucking rigs up his fucking creepy crawler and then makes one of these things. And he's got it as like a little pet. And it's like a real life creepy crawler. And he and his friends think it's the fucking coolest thing ever. And they're going to fucking like, so like, that's like, you know, like you have started, like, it's like, whoa, we've created life. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, we can't show my dad. He's going to get so pissed at me. And then,
but I don't want to kill it.
We don't want to kill it. Right. But then you do day before the fucking,
report,
the thing escapes. Maybe like the dad.
Or what if it escapes at the science fair?
Yeah, oh, he gets bullied by some kids and they fucking shove it over or whatever, right? But the thing gets out, right? And now this creepy crawler is out and fucking about. And then it starts
turning others.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. And it starts
it
attacking
like a
people.
Scorpion. It like lays its eggs in people's ankles and shit.
I just have a weird...
And your foot explodes in the creepy crawler.
I just have a weird end idea that we could work backwards from.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I really think this should be... Like, I just think the dad should be so shitty. Like, I if you're going to do, like, a horror thing, it's, like, this, like, shitty scientist, bear with me. So, like, if you did that, this dad, like, whatever, divorced his wife and, like, made her keep the kid and just didn't give a shit and just went off because he just wants to be, you know, he's got science to do. He's going to make this important thing. All I imagine at the end is that it's the kid with a creepy crawler at his new school. And the creepy crawler, you can see the wedding ring inside of it, and it's the dad. So, like, the end of it, like, by the end, the dad becomes, like, is melted into goop, and then the kid owns his dad as his creepy crawler, and it's got the mom's wedding ring floating in it, and the kid's like, this is my insect. You're like, holy shit, this dad got fucking melted down into his creation.
That's interesting.
So I was thinking if you did, like, and the mom dies or something, it's like some horrible thing
that's
happened.
Like, so if, like,
and the dad suddenly has to take care of this kid he fucking abandoned that he doesn't care about. And all he cares about is science.
All I do is science.
All I do is science. I don't deal with children. I deal with science.
Apologies to scientists out there. You do excellent, very important work.
Some of you ruin the world.
Some of you need to fucking watch your ass.
Some of you watch out. There's a lot of movies about you.
scientists are cool in movies now. Tony Stark fucking zip, zap, zooping around.
Except it's not even scientists. It's more like just billionaires.
Is there a Marvel character that isn't a scientist?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Is there a Marvel character that's not just a super powerful, rich billionaire or a superhuman that can just do whatever they want?
Yeah. Anyway, let's save those takes for another day. Another cold day when we need some hot takes to warm us up. Okay. I like all this. This is really good. I had a thought. The kid should be named Nobel. Because the dad named the kid Nobel because he's like, you're going to fucking win a Nobel Prize someday.
And then the kid and his wife are fucking holding him back from getting a Nobel Prize, and he just abandoned them like a piece of shit. And it all comes back to haunt him. And then the kid, his little precious Nobel,
yeah,
it's coming back.
There's a girl named Nobel, like Nobel. E-L-L-E. Is that a thing? I don't
know.
Girl
named Nobel.
Well, she's got a tough at school with a name like that.
Yeah. You just ask. You just, the kids, they're going to tear you apart.
Anyway. Okay, so I like this parent pushing their kid. I like the dark ending of that the kid has the... Oh, here's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Do you do like... we got to figure out what the dad's bio goo is for, right? But you got this bio goo. And then let's say like if you put... You give it a host DNA, mm-hmm. right? Like that to activate it, like a genomic sequence or whatever. And the kid puts her DNA, like it's a prick of blood from her finger or whatever, into the thing. And then bakes a little creepy crawler. Mm-hmm. And then it comes to life. And voila, right? Or she sees the flaw in her dad's thing. And she's like, it needs a genome to imprint on it.
It needs a code. Yeah.
So, but then you do, when these things come to life, she has this bond with them, right? Mm-hmm. And they are trying to survive and trying to protect their genome. So she's like their queen. And so they start attacking the people who are mean to her. And it's like a...
I like that. I like that she would not even necessarily know. Because I also like if you do this from like a POV, it's like this kid... is like his apparently this kid is like his creepy crawler. Mm-hmm. It's just like this little creature that has shown up when he thought he got rid of it, and now it's in his house again. It's nested. It's got to take care of it, and every time he walks in, she's just sitting there, and it's just like, I guess how was school? And she's like, good. And he's like, okay. Anyways, I'm gonna go work.
I like that because then it's like a metaphor again, like her and the monster again. It's her DNA. It's like a metaphor for her. It's like her child, the same way that he is. Yeah.
And then you can do. And then I like. I like the idea that she doesn't realize, yes, I would do that. She sneaks into her dad's thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that, yes, somehow her dad's bio goop gets her DNA.
And you know what could be like a classic, like she gets bullied or she cuts herself.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, he's like, again, it's like you do it as if it's like in the kind of failed parent moment, right? Like she's like got a cut on her hand and he's trying to fix it and the blood's dripping everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like you do that as an early moment or whatever.
Or, because I think it's just, I'm creeped out by this stuff. Or, like, she, like, loses a tooth because she's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the tooth fairy is going to come. And he's like, what? This fucking stupid. And then she uses her own teeth to build these creepy crawlers.
Oh, she's doing, like, one of those, like, the tooth dissolves in the Coke experiments?
Yeah. But instead she uses it for creepy. I don't know. Just something gross about building these, like.
She's just hard. She, like, actually yanks her own tooth out.
That's kind of a good thing you could do. Okay. This is how you could do something. It's like, you do, she loses her tooth. So, like, she could be very young. When do you first lose your teeth?
Well, you could really.
You have a computer. I'm looking at you.
I think, like, I remember. I feel like I had loose teeth in like fifth grade. Still,
you lose your first tooth about six, and then you lose your last one usually around the age of 12.
Okay, so you make it about the tooth fairy, and what you do is you get you make it about the tooth fairy. So what you do is you make it this moment where it's like, is his first test as a dad is that she loses a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, it's going to be a tooth fairy. And he's like, the tooth fairy doesn't fucking exist. We're going to take this tooth out. Here, I'll show you a science experiment with it. And she's like, what? It's like, I don't want... What do you mean there's no tooth fairy?
This is why you shouldn't be drinking fucking sugar sodas, you idiot.
Yeah.
Look at what Coca-Cola does.
It's like he gets his first... He's like, Santa Claus doesn't exist. And she's like, oh, usually my mom would put the tooth under the pillow. And it's the tooth fairy. He's like, tooth fairies don't exist. Here, if you want to see what you can do with a tooth, I'll show you something even cooler than a tooth fairy. Here's a science experiment. You put it in... And she's like, oh. And then somehow that tooth... Like, it's a symbol. It's like it's the childhood. And then that gets in... Yes, you do the tooth gets into the... bio goop or whatever.
Like he's like he dissolves in the can of Coke and he's like, look, this is why you shouldn't drink soda, and then he drinks it.
Or because she loses another tooth And then she wants, like, she wants to, she just wants her dad to like her. So she tries to go do a science experiment with it. And then she drops it into the bio goop.
Forgetting for the moment the whys and wherefores. Because, I like the tooth. I also could see a cut. I mean, what's nice, I like the dad, like, ruining the tooth fairy for her. And, like, you know, telling her Santa Claus.
Well, because that's, like, the sin that causes the monster.
Yeah. Okay, I like that a lot. So figuring out the tooth later, because, so the fucking somebody dumps the can out and the tooth rattles around and then it falls into the I mean, I was just like, there's this open vat of bio goo. I don't exactly know how that works.
I mean, he's just mixing this shit up at home, apparently. So
You know what you do? Okay, here's what you do.
He takes them home.
No. Opposite. He makes her go to work with him. You know what I mean? And then he's got the tooth. It would be something like this. It would be like the tooth is in the can of Coke, right? Because he's like, well, check this out. In the morning it's gonna be dissolved, right? Because it doesn't just dissolve instantly, right?
True.
And then you do somebody else at work, like, grabs that Coke, like, thinking it's theirs, right? And then they're drinking it in the lab, and then and they spit because something, like, they were like, what was that? Mm-hmm. And it was the tooth. And then the tooth bounces into the goop.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. We got to figure out all this. Okay, anyway. All right, this is getting
but
going
I like,
forward for
well,
a second.
But I like that in terms of a story beat. I like that moment where you do, again, whether it's like it was a snow day or it's like a day off.
Or take your daughter to work day or whatever.
No, I was going to say something I was trying to get to. It's that you do, again, he's this new dad. He doesn't give a shit. He's overwhelmed. He's just school's great because whatever. She goes to school and he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And then whatever, he maybe hires a nanny or he's already got her at daycare. So he picks her up whenever he's done at work and he comes. So he picks her up every day at like 8 p.m. because he works 14 hours because he doesn't care. You do, it's like it's a Memorial Day or some holiday that he doesn't know, or it's a school's off, and she's like, great, I don't have school today, dad, can we like go somewhere, like go to Disneyland or just like spend a day together? And he's like, I got work, like I don't care that your school's off. He's like, god, fine, whatever. It's like, I'll take you to, it shouldn't be like
he's shitty.
Bring your daughter to work day. She'd be like, I guess I have to bring my daughter to work.
Sure, just looking big picture for this, because we're about, what, halfway through?
30 minutes on the dot,
okay,
baby.
Okay, yeah. So just zoom out a sec. Just big picture, just trying to get to, like, who wants what, right? And and what's going to happen, and, like, really who's driving the story. Is it her or is it him? Do you know what I mean? Because it's, like, again, like, I like the idea. That's why I'm a little worried maybe making the kid too young, because I like the idea of this kid trying to make a science experiment to impress their neglectful father. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then, because, again, like, there's also something I liked about the kid stealing the goop or, like, using it in their experiment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, with their creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
Like, and the dad doesn't actually understand how brilliant the kid is, right? Because the kid sees what's going on and is like, holy shit, like, this is it, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Again, I mean, just to circle back for a second, I like the idea of the kid creating the monster and then having this thing and then it's escaping.
Yes. I don't know if I would do the kid, like, I don't think you need to do the kid is brilliant or the kid, like, discovers the way to make Frankenstein. I would do that the kid trying to impress the dad or the kid
accidentally
doing something. Like, I don't know if it seems like it should be like, again, it's like his Frankenstein. Like, I feel like it's his sin that causes the monster, and her wanting to impress him. I don't know. I feel like I'm out of the movie if it's like, oh, this kid's actually a super genius and like,
all right, realizes whatever. That she does DNA. Yeah, all right. So, but just to try to structure this thing out, I like a science fair. I like, you know, the kid trying to impress the dad. I like the dad. And again, it's tough because I'm like, is the dad neglectful or is the dad overbearing? Do you know what I mean? Like, is the dad trying to create this little version of himself, or is the dad...
No, I think in the version we're talking about, I think the dad's neglectful. At least in, like, from since we've done, again, basing, like, if I was to go big picture, at least what we've talked about, or like what I think works so far, is you would do that it is this scientist. If you're going to do this classic, like, Cronenbergian thing, you should have a scientist as this lead. Mm-hmm. He is trying to develop something. He's trying to make a Nobel Prize. He's got some stem cell goop that is going to grow organs or whatever it is. It's some biomatter goop. Mm-hmm. And the complication is the fucking kid that he abandoned and the wife that he divorced that he thought was fucking taken care of because he was overwhelmed and she left him or whatever. He didn't care. All of a sudden she's dead and now he's got to take care of this kid. And she shows up. And she is like at the peak of his like ambition, this creepy crawler comes into his life that he's got to take care of now, and it's sitting there, and then that, it's like, to me, it's like the way he handles that begins the process of his creation goes out of control.
Okay, so all right, I just tried to circle. Okay, all right, at any rate, okay, so what happens? So the kid gets the goop and puts it in the creepy crawler machine, and then they've got an insect, or what are we doing? Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to figure out the next turn of the story, essentially.
I mean, from what we were, there's version.
I feel like what we were talking about was like the kid, like he brings a sample of it home or something. The kid, in an effort to impress him or in an effort to, you know, try and connect with Pops, borrows the sample to be like, oh, I can use this to make something cool, and then I'll present it to him. And you know, it could even be a thing where it's like, I make a little creepy crawl out of this, and maybe it doesn't come to life right away. It's like, look what I made for you. It's like, what's this bullshit? Whatever, I got him late. And he just grabs a suitcase and goes to work or whatever. But then,
oh, that's interesting. Like the kid, you would do, all right,
the kid is innocent.
All right, regardless, but here what I'm trying to get to is like, what, so the, how does the monster come to life? What does the rest of this thing look like?
You, yeah, because, I mean, look, I think, again, getting into it, it's like, I think the agency has to be with, at least my understanding is the agency is with the dad. And again, just thinking thematically, it's like, it is, this guy's trying to create life. He created life. He created a kid, and he's fucking neglectful of it. That's the most important thing. It's like, it's easy to create life. It's like, sure, being neglectful. So, yes, I mean, that's why, again, it wasn't like, it wasn't just like a random scene. Like, I think the kid being neglected and the kid, you know, being taught the reality, the quote unquote reality of the world with like the tooth fairy or whatever, and she's brought in and she has the tooth, like doing something that she thinks a kid's going to respond with however their parent is, you know, teaching them. And if she's been shown like, oh, like my dad only cares about this science shit, or she does, or all this other stuff, like if all of a sudden she's brought to work and she loses a tooth again or something, she wants to impress her dad, and yeah, she's in this lab and he's not and his sin is being neglectful and not caring, is like she gets into his experiments and drops her tooth in it or something. Mm-hmm. And then the creepy crawler like comes to life or whatever.
Okay. And it can multiply, and it just go, it runs amok.
Or you do that, he gives her something to, you know,
occupy her time.
Occupy her time, and she, you know, she is making little plastic.
I like it being more tied into his central work.
Okay. All right, just okay. Again, I'm trying to like my, because I have some, all right, two things. One, I have a lot of questions about, like, is there an actual toy creepy crawler machine? Or is like, is this like a Ace Chemicals from Batman, like just a, mm-hmm, fucking giant vat of goop? Because I feel like I want it to be a bug, and I want it to be, so
yeah, 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 there's a toy.
Okay, all right. In that case, here's what I would do. Here's what, okay. And again, we still, because I want to get this to Act 2, and I want to get this to Act 3.
Yeah.
Is I would do, the dad brings the kid to work. The kid's working on this loose tooth, mm-hmm, right? And maybe do the night, or just hear me out for a sec. So then you would do, the kid's got nothing to do, and there's a nice person at the job who's like, you can play with this. We have this creepy crawler set. Like, you, mm-hmm, they're really fun. You can make these, right? And so the kid's having fun making bugs out of this creepy crawler, yeah, stuff. But then the kid runs out of goo,
yeah, exactly,
right, to make the creepy crawlers with. So then the kid goes to get the goo from the lab. Like, she, yeah, just, there's someone, no one's looking, and she takes it, and then she fills the mold with it. And as she's doing it, her tooth comes loose and falls into the, yeah, thing. Or like a drop of blood falls from her tooth or whatever, yes, right? And then, or like the tooth, because I like the idea, like there's like a little piece,
yeah,
of whatever. So then you do, and she doesn't realize it, she puts it in the creepy crawler, she hits bake. You know, meanwhile, they're staring at the things, being like, we need something to activate it. Like, it's like, what if we get it to the right temperature, right? And then, so then, of course, like, they don't realize that this is happening next door.
Yeah.
And then, like, you do like the machine shaking and rattling, and then he's like, hey, honey, it's time to go. She's like, but my creepy crawler, like, it's not done yet. And he's like, I don't care, let's go, right? Yeah. And then they go. And then, you know, that night, the janitor's cleaning up, and he, yes, sees this creepy crawler machine, and he's like, what the hell is this? Like, and then he goes and he pulls the thing back, and you're like, don't open that, there's a bug, yes, in there. And he opens it, and there's nothing in there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then up on the ceiling, there's the fucking spider she made descending on this thing of goo, and it bites the guy in the neck. And he's, yes, like, ah! And then he, you know, like, and then the next day that guy's sick, right? And it's like, yeah, what the fuck is going on? Or again, it's the scientist working late. It's the guy who was nice to her.
Yeah,
cleans,
yeah,
up, he's cleaning up the, yeah, thing. Or maybe, yeah, it's the guy who's mean to her. It's like, you play with this fucking creepy crawler, fuck you, whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay, so yes, now you've got an infected person at the,
yes,
dad's lab.
Yes.
Okay. And now this thing is like, you know, linked to the daughter. Okay.
Yeah, I would do, yes, I would do that. Again, I haven't even seen Colossus, but it's like, yes, I would do almost like, or even Ender's Game style. It's like, she's, it's like, I don't think she's sitting there actively controlling it. It is just like, biologically, yeah, I like the idea of protecting her. Like, he realizes, like, eventually, like, as the scientist dad is trying to figure out what's happened and trying to, yeah, how, yeah, to solve, yeah, it, he realizes it's trying to protect her. Which, by the way, maybe the fucked up solution at the end is he realizes the only way to fucking stop this thing is to kill his kid. And the kid fucking eats him instead. And then he's trapped as a little goop, and she wins.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The thing wraps the dad up into a cocoon.
Yeah, because the dad realizes, at the low point, the dad realizes, like, I'm going to have to take, they are protecting her. The only way to stop them is to kill the queen, which is my daughter.
That's pretty gnarly.
And it's like, he fights to the queen, and she's like, hello, dad, why are you here? It's like, they've been talking to me. They've told
me
what
whispering.
You want. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. So here's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes left.
Someone gets bit, right? Yeah. His partner, right? Yeah. I like it being another scientist. And then the partner has this mysterious disease now. Yeah. Like, or the partner has this strain. Like, whatever. I feel like the dad becomes aware that something went wrong in the lab.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're missing a vial. Like, was it corporate espionage? What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, and then it's like, where's our partner? The partner didn't show up. They think the partner went rogue. Right?
He's taking it to their competitor.
Yeah, he's taking it to our competitor. They think the partner went rogue, and the dad's getting reamed out. He's like, fuck, I got to figure this out, right? And so then you do, like, he reviews the security tape, trying to figure out what happened. And as he's staring there, just trying to figure it out, like, I don't get it, like, what's going on? He discovers, oh my God. Like, he sees the daughter playing with a creepy crawler, then he backtracks and finds the footage, and he's like, holy shit, my kid created a monster, right? Yes. I like that, right? Something like that's cool. And then you've got this other scientist is like turning, meanwhile is mutating from the virus or whatever. So he gets
bit, or the bug crawls into his ear.
I like a bite. Oh, no, you know what I mean?
Something.
So anyway, all right. So I like that. And then I like the partner is like patient zero, right?
Yeah.
So then I feel like they go to the partner's house.
Yeah, so if you remember Arachnophobia, there's like the famous, it's like these two older couple is like, they're sitting there, they're like, hey, and they look like they're sitting on their couch eating popcorn, and they're knocking on the door and they're not responding, but they're still, and they walk in, and as they turn around, it's like spiders are coming out of their eyes and shit like that. And then they're like, ah! And then the spiders start spreading through the town. But yeah, you would do like, they go, and then they're hearing noises because the person is like, again, you do that thing, the guy's screaming because he's trying to open the door, but he can't because his fingers are just turning to gelatin.
He's
like, help, help me. And they're like, what's the matter? And like, he goes up to the window and his face is like melting. They're like, oh my God. And then, creepy crawlers like starts blurting out of him. By the way, really quick, I was just going to say, in terms of like the moment where he knows what happened, the thing that nobody knows, that only the audience knows, is the tooth fell in.
Yeah.
And make it this thing where, again, it's like you didn't care about like the tooth fairy. What you do is the moment where he realizes what's happened, it'd be like a creepy crawler is about to bite him. It's the main creepy crawler that we saw from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Creepy crawler zero or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the daughter, who cares about her dad still, even though he's an asshole, like essentially it backs away from him. And then he's like, why was that? But he sees inside of it. He sees the tooth. Okay. He's like, holy shit. And then he pieces it together. He's like, it was also her DNA. And then he realizes, like, oh my God, it's responding to her. Take down my.
That seems like so fast though. Like,
no, I'm not. I'm saying like late. Like this is like much later.
Okay. All right. But I think we need to to step back and look at like again, what is the structure of this horror movie for a second? Okay. So I like that the dad's trying to figure out what happened, and then I think you have this scientist, the other guy that got bit, right? And maybe before we play the thing of him exploding into a pile of goop, maybe you do like again, he got bit, he's turning, he's getting infected, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe you do he like as the bug juice is taking over his brain. He starts following the little girl. Like, he wants to protect the little girl now. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the little girl's getting bullied at school, and then this guy shows up and fucking murders the person who murders the kid who was bullying her after school or something like that. Do you know what I mean? And so it's like weird shit's going on with this guy's daughter at school. Like,
how long do they,
gestation period?
Yeah, like, how long are they, like,
maybe
people that
day,
are, like, brainwashed?
Maybe like 48 hours or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah,
it's supposed
to be one creepy. I mean, think about the structure of
Arachnophobia.
Yeah,
right,
it's like you do. I think the horror, it's like, I think you want somebody to essentially turn into creepy crawlers. The base, like the structure, would be like, yes, you're because right. The next thing you're going to have is you would do this in, I don't know where you would do this, but it would have to be somewhat of an isolated town or
suburbia,
a city
or whatever.
But again, the traditional thing would be like, okay, there's a problem. They go in to investigate. There's been a murder. This guy melted into goo. They, you know, it'd be the classic. He wants the Nobel Prize. He's working on this material. Now shit's fucked up because the cops are investigating. They have to shut down the lab for a while. And he wants to solve what this is so he can get freaking back to work.
Okay,
so that's your first like thing. He's mad at the kid, and then you would do the guy melted, but he didn't just melt. He turned into creepy crawlers, now they're going around the city.
Okay.
And then you do your panic. You do people start melting, and then the next step would be, right, it's like, do they do quarantine? Do they start shutting this down? And now he's a madman on the loose trying to fucking stop this so that he can, you know, he realizes that maybe this is the end of all times would be like the escalation.
All right, so the guy explodes. Okay, so he figures out what. Okay, so yes, he figures out what the girl is. What the, he figures out that the girl caused this, right? Yeah. He's like, oh shit, they're fucking coming to life because of her.
Yeah.
And then you do, while he's figuring that out, the cops have tracked down the partner, right? Because
mm-hmm.
they went to the partner, like the partner realized what was about to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's like, I've been infected with this thing. Holy shit. Like, you know, and he goes off essentially to try to quarantine himself. You would do like the partner, like, you know, like he literally goes off to die essentially, mm-hmm. but then he gets caught by the cops or something like that,
mm-hmm.
who've tracked him down from his lab. And then he explodes into fucking creepy crawlers, mm-hmm. right? And then they all scatter into the woods and it's like, holy shit, we have
what
like a
that?
Serious biological yeah. hazard in the fucking woods. Like we just saw this guy fucking melt into goo, right?
Yeah.
So then like the EPA comes in to fucking like close down the site, and they're trying to figure out like we need to contain these specimens. Like we've mm-hmm. got to, and we got to figure out what the hell went wrong, right?
Yes.
And so now the dad is trying to cover his tracks. Like, what's like the?
Yeah, I think that's why you're probably right. If it's like the Planet of the Apes, it's also like, you know, they probably had the boss who thought it was unsafe what he was working on or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, maybe even do like subtly, it's like the dad, the boss is like the next victim because again, the kid sees that the dad's upset at the boss, and again, subtly, like she goes out and attacks the
oh.
boss, and he goes down.
The boss is like, this was your lab. Like, I'm turning you in. Like, you,
yeah.
the police need to know about this.
Oh, because this kid loves her dad.
Yeah. I mean,
so, like, the things are doing her bidding, essentially,
yeah.
right? So, like, the...
So, yes, it eats that guy. And again, I think there's a certain point where... I'm trying to think of kind of how, like, Slither works. But, right, there's a point where... There's a slow build of like what's going on in a single victim, and like yes, I would do like the boss dies, and then he's gonna like again he gets like kind of what he wants, like he's got to run this place, he's got to figure out what happened before the government or whatever shuts him down because they think, you know, his lab is responsible. But I think yeah, I don't know. I think at a certain point you have like a night of chaos as your kind of like third act.
Okay, all right. Just to circle back for a sec. What's going on with him and his daughter? Like, I lose
yeah.
track of that in this. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's like the. And what's the daughter continuing to do? Like, does one of the bugs befriend her? Like, does it fucking, like, I don't know. Like, I'm missing that element of it. Cause yeah, I can mm-hmm. see we've got a really good recipe for all hell breaking loose, which I think is really fun, right?
Right.
But like, I don't, like, that's not quite enough. It's not, you know, the fucking beach on the 4th of July or whatever. Like, I don't understand what the fucking, like, how this is going to resolve itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that I'm struggling with. I think it's a really cool setup.
Yeah, I'm trying to wonder if it's like, yes, is the act about him? Yes, it's like, is the main adventure like him trying to protect his daughter from what he caused, or is it like
him trying to protect his own ass and trying to keep his funding?
Yeah,
going,
but I'm like, is that how relatable is that? Like,
yeah,
like,
then,
it's like,
and
are
then,
you going to do a father daughter relationship or not?
Well, no,
you know
but,
I mean?
Like,
yeah,
but the point is, if you want to set up him being a bad guy, you can't have a father daughter relationship that works. Like, right? Like, if you have it be like he's a good dad, then they. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay, here, can I throw something yeah. at you? He realizes his daughter is controlling the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, all of a sudden, it turns into the fucking... Do you remember the Twilight Zone with the kid who's omnipotent and everyone's terrified of him?
No.
Like, there's... Oh, it's a classic
Twilight
Zone. It's this kid who just is, like, this... He's this kid who can literally, like, fucking, like, if he just... You're mad at him, he can just make your head explode or
yeah.
whatever. So it's, like, his family trying to deal with this
the
terrifying
whole
child.
Neighborhood, right?
Yeah, yeah, the whole neighborhood is ruled by this tyrannical 8-year-old,
mm-hmm.
essentially. But do you do, like... Essentially, you do the tables turn in the relationship where
mm-hmm.
like the kid is now like all powerful essentially, and the dad
mm-hmm.
realizes that the you know, do you know what I mean, something like that, and like now he's got to get on her good side, and like, you know, like the like in the like, I feel like that could be an interesting escalation.
Yes, and then it'd be like then again like be like the classic is like then he loses control of her.
Yes,
like first it's like, oh, this is great, like go eat my boss that's having a problem with me, and the creepy crawlers come and consume him, and then again, but then she starts getting overwhelmed. She's like, well, I need to stop, like, my dad got a parking ticket or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Cops
yeah.
start going, and then people start realizing, he's like, oh my God, what's
well,
going on?
Well, he starts giving her this positive yeah. attention for the wrong thing, right?
Yeah.
And then so it gets out of control,
yeah.
right? So yes, he realizes that she has this link with this bug. Like, and I
yeah.
think that's actually, like, that's, well, okay, here you go. Before all hell breaks loose, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's his ticket to the Nobel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the most important scientific discovery of the fucking, like, this link, like, this has so many things. Like,
yeah.
we need to fucking, so, like, she's his meal ticket now.
Yeah.
Like, that's how, you know, like, that's how you pivot it, essentially.
Right.
She
right,
goes
right.
from being this burden to now the discovery is like, oh my God, my kid is going to make me famous. My kid
yeah.
is going to put me on the fucking map. I've got to lock this down, right?
Yes.
And the fucking scientists, everyone could come and fucking shut this down, right?
Yeah.
So then you, yeah, the EPA is asking questions, right? And then so like he's trying to get his daughter
yeah.
to fucking be like, he's like, oh, that EPA guy is just so mad. He makes daddy so mad. You
yeah.
know, and the daughter's like,
why is he making mad? It's like regulations.
Regulations.
Is what's the great American capitalist.
He gives her the fountainhead. And she's
yeah.
just like,
I'm just imagining a scene where it's it's like she again, it's like whatever, he needs more DNA or whatever. It's she's laying in bed and then she's like, "Daddy, I have another tooth I put underneath my pillow," and he walks up to her and it's like all the creepy crawlers are just like watching him. You know, like sitting there, and she's like, "Are you gonna take the tooth?" And it's like he needs the tooth, where he's like, "Of course, like I'll take the tooth." He's like, "Because you're gonna give it to the tooth fairy, right?" He's like, "Yes, I'm gonna give it to the tooth fairy." And they're like, and they're looking at him, and he's like, "Oh shit, this is wild!" Like
he has to dress up like the tooth fairy.
Oh shit, because he has to be a good dad. He's forced to be a good dad.
That's really good.
The creepy crawlers at bay and use them for his own bidding, and he needs to figure out the actual formula. Like he begins to realize what's happened, but he still can't recreate it.
Yeah.
That's like cool. In fact, at home, like literally, you have that scene where it's like he's playing with the creepy crawler machine and his bio goop. He's like, "What the fuck am I doing?" He has got this kid story. He's like, "How did this work?
How did this
work?" And then,
maybe he doesn't realize the tooth yet.
Yes, he doesn't realize that at first. Like, I feel like that's your journey into the third act. I feel like the third act is him. I feel like, right, your second act ending is like realizing the daughter is controlling these creepy crawlers. Right.
Yes. He's like, "Holy shit, my daughter is responsible for this. She's patient zero."
So the journey of the third act is a dark journey of him trying to recreate this so he can get the Nobel Prize.
It's a classic,
while murdering people and being a kind dad, quote unquote,
to his daughter.
To his daughter.
Okay. He's trying to recreate the experiment because he wants to create one to be under his control or something like that. Right. Like he's trying to like fucking unlock this.
Yes.
So yes, at home he's being a nice to the daughter now because he realizes what's up and all these again. Like she's this innocent kid, but there's just bugs all over the house and they're fucking staring at him. And then so he's got to be nice to her because he realizes that again because it would be like, again, like somebody bullies her at school and the kid gets viciously murdered the next night. And then like, you know, the teacher who's mean to her dies, right? And then so again, like now the cops are asking questions and he's like, "Shit, this is getting really intense."
Yeah.
And so he's got to get her to do his bidding while keeping her at bay. And again, he's becoming like the good dad to her. Again, I love the idea of like this darkly comic scene where the way he communicates to his daughter is I really like him dressing up like the tooth fairy and pretending to be the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
And so like he's like, "Your dad, you know," like it's like the like you need to do this for your dad, like she loves the tooth fairy, right? He's pretending to like it's just this sick relationship.
He's a fucked up dad. In which case, the kids should be very young.
Bear with me. Okay, so more fun stuff. I feel like your midpoint is like he's like it's you got to have that eureka moment. Like he figures it out.
Oh my god.
And I think maybe he has this one moment of like he actually does something nice for the. He takes her out for a big fudge sundae or whatever, the thing she's always wanted to do. Like he takes her out for it. And my thought would be, the kid has to give a presentation on her hero.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does it about the dad, but not realizing she's spilling all of his fucking secrets to the fucking town or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like she gives this speech about how much she loves her dad. And then one of the other parents is in the room and it's like, take your dad to work day. You know, like the opposite.
Your dad to school day.
It's take your dad. Well, you know, your parents show up at school. Like, you know, it's like bring your hero day or something like that. Okay, so you do this reverse of when she brought her to work is your midpoint is she brings him to school. But the cop is at school too because the kid's in the fucking class, and like as the daughter's talking, like something she says in the speech makes the cop go like, "Holy shit!" You know what I mean? And so now it's like and so it's like now that all of it comes crashing down on him, he's got to go on the run. Like I don't know.
Yes, okay, so, I think what are you gonna say?
Okay, so what this is just an image that popped in my head, but the idea of like he realizes that it's not just any DNA. There's something in baby teeth that does it.
So yes,
he's like, "Honey." And he has pliers.
Oh, he's gonna rip a tooth out of her mouth?
He's like, "I need your teeth, honey."
Oh, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh God.
That's a really bad dad movie. Okay,
we're done with the good parent movies. You came here for the good feeling parent
it's
movies.
Like,
this is a bad dad.
Well, here's
movie.
The thing I was gonna say. What you do is the moment, I don't
or
know
it's
quite,
a child's blood or something like
or
that.
Or whatever, right? Yeah. But he's
I like him pulling teeth out.
Yeah,
there's something visceral about that.
Because then the teacher's like, "How many teeth have you lost recently?" And then the cops come and be like,
"Hey, this guy's abusing this kid by yanking teeth out with pliers."
It's a messed up movie. So Will's upset. Here's he gets everything he wants. And this twist, it's like somebody's really impressed with his work. Like whatever, like a person he cares about for science or whatever it is. The
Joe Nobel.
The formula is coming through. And yes, you have this twisted scene where it's like the kid is sitting across the table eating cereal. She's got like no teeth left. The creepy crawlers are all sitting around them. And he's like
chewing food for her.
Yeah. Just really
and
messed up.
Spitting it into her mouth.
And in his head, he's like, you know what? Maybe it was worth having a kid. It's like, this is messed up.
So I was just confused. Like, why does he need more of the daughter's teeth?
I don't know. It's
science requires.
Yeah, he needs to recreate the experiment. If it's too, he tries it with like her hair and other stuff and isn't working, something in specifically in teeth.
Okay, sure, but like here's what I mean though. Yeah. Like, why does he need all of her teeth?
Well,
like,
if you use one and it dissolves and doesn't work, he needs another tooth. Like, you can only do, like, you can't just...
Oh, so he realizes what's up. He realizes something with her DNA
yes.
that is responding to this thing.
Yes.
And it's the... So he is trying to use her DNA to...
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? That fucking sequence where it's like she loses another tooth and he gets very close, but it's not quite there and the tooth dissolves and he needs another one.
Yeah.
He does a montage where every night he's dressing with the tooth fairy and getting another tooth and the teeth, and she's coming to school and the teacher's like, you've lost like 8 teeth. It's like this montage of every day he's getting a new tooth.
Oh, man. This movie's so dark. So is he like putting
creepy
like,
crawler?
So he sneaks in as the tooth fairy.
And, 5 minutes,
and he puts like Novocaine in her mouth, and then pulls the tooth out. He's like, "You lost another tooth, honey." And he's giving her
a fucked up movie.
Oh my god!
It's so dark.
So, anyways, what I was gonna say,
no,
you get a moment where it all comes. It all comes crashing down, yes. like he's arrested or something. And you do this moment where he flips out and he talks about how the world's against him. Yeah. It's like, your mom, the world, nobody respects me. And she reads it as, again, the world is against us. It's just you and me now. Yeah. And she's like, all right, and it's fucking game on.
Yeah.
And she's just, creepy crawlers start going everywhere. And then you have that moment where he realizes what he's done. And yes, the only consequence, the only solution is to kill his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think the ending is he goes to kill her and she's like, you're coming after me. And the creepy crawlers eat him. And then he gets turned into a creepy crawler.
Yeah.
And the world, and somehow
he gets cocooned.
He does do it. Like he breaks all the creepy crawlers. Like somehow he melts. He comes up with some, you know, whatever, it's his DNA or some weird body horror thing.
Yeah.
And all the creepy crawlers melt. But he gets turned into a creepy crawler. And then she gets, you know, sent to foster care. And she's got this bug that is him with like...
Oh,
his
you
mom's
know,
wedding
okay,
ring or
all right,
something.
Can I do something goofy?
Yeah.
They're in their childhood home, or he goes to fucking, he finds his mom, mom. He's like, mom, you kept my baby teeth, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so he finds one of his, because again, like, that's how he's going to get out of from her, the daughter's fucking thumb. She's got all these monsters he can't get at her, but if he creates his own bug army, and then you do this bug brawl at the end.
Yeah, that's great. And then he dissolves them all, but then he's like, he gets dissolved too. He gets turned into a creepy crawler at the end from her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's released by the, you know, she's released from the weird DNA, you know, bond that she has with all the creepy crawlers.
Oh, no, she's still a fucking monster.
Well,
dude.
Yeah, but the only thing she's got is that one creepy crawler left, which is him or something.
No, I think, I don't know. So, wait, he dissolves all of her monsters? How does that work?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it doesn't really. I mean, I would just do that. The creepy crawlers need to feel like they're quote unquote beaten. Like, it's like they feel like they're beaten. Like, right, the classic is like he beats them, the scientist conquers,
win.
But he doesn't.
Oh, so he comes up with an antidote, essentially.
Yes.
Or like he comes up with his own bug.
Yes.
That, has his tooth, and it's made of like a reverse juice that when it bites the monsters, it spreads this disease among the fucking creepy crawlers that fucking dissolves them, right? And he's this brilliant scientist who saved the world from the bugs or something like that.
Yes. But he dies, and he turns into a puddle of goo. And
there's one that he missed, the OG bug.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the.
Yeah. I feel like the good appropriate ending for him as this dad who was not taking care of is he gets turned into the creation. He gets turned into a creepy crawler, and now she owns him in this little kid. It's just about her having this little aquarium.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I guess here's what I would say, because the other thing I would say is you would do. She and the bugs have this symbiotic link now.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like they look out for her, but she also looks out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so again, like when he starts attacking the bugs, it's like he's attacking her.
Yeah,
she's no, like but the bugs are my friends. Like they talk. And he's like, no, honey, they're not your friends. Yeah. Like we got to get rid of them. It's crazy, right? So then you would do he wipes out the bugs, but one of them hides with her, right? And then you would do this is the fucking classic thing is you do at night, like after this is all over and he's won the medal for saving the day and like, whoa, he had this fucking guy like in this dumb link and he's gotten away with it. He goes to kiss her goodnight, and the bug comes out of her mouth and bites him on the tongue. Like the last jump scare of the movie, like it was hiding in her throat, like, Fuah! And he's like, oh, and then, he starts to, basically transforms, you know, like that. And then, he falls over, and then the bug just like crawls up and just starts fucking cocooning him up. And then, the next thing you cut to is like oh,
is
he died.
Going to foster
he abandoned
care?
Her, right? Because he disappeared after that. And they're like, oh, this poor girl, she got a bit. That guy was such a piece of shit. And then she's got this little bug.
What's her name?
Nobel.
Oh, yeah. They're like, hi, Nobel. Welcome to your new home. And who's that little guy? He's like, oh, his name's Daddy.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's a thing there with him in it.
Ugh. And that's time.
Woo! Oh, that's a fucking creepy movie.
That's a weird movie.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's what Mattel.
That movie rules.
That's what Mattel wanted.
Yeah, well, if Mattel was a, if they were going to do Creepy Crawlers in the 80s and David Cronenberg maybe was
acting.
Oh,
man, that's gross. The tooth stuff is so creepy.
Yeah, baby,
look at him pulling her teeth out.
Yeah, he goes into fucking,
and then he's like, you lost another tooth, honey, and then he's giving her the money the next day for it.
Oh, my God.
The messed up sequence.
We're gonna take a quick break and just wash our minds from that.
Oh, my God, that's so horrifying.
When we come back.
I'm glad we didn't do some stupid PG bullshit.
The elevator pitch.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we're the host of
Everything's Coming Up, Simpsons.
Every episode, we cover a different episode of The Simpsons that is a favorite of our special guests.
We've had guests that are showrunners and writers and voice actors like Nancy Cartwright.
I got a D-minus, I passed!
And we've also had people that are on the Max Fun Network already.
Homer wearing that golf outfit is so funny.
It.
And then there's, when he gets super into golf, he's wearing the golf hat in
bed. We've had Weird Al Yankovic on the show.
I was just struck by how sharp the writing is. I mean, that's no surprise because it's The Simpsons. But I mean, like, you can't say that about a lot of TV shows, particularly ones that at that point had been on the air for 14 years.
Find us on MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, smell you later.
Welcome back. Matt is going on the elevator pitch, and we're going to be pitching to, took me a while to get this one booked, the CEO of Mattel Corporation, who owns Creepy Crawlers. This should be a perfectly great family-friendly pitch. Let's see. Oh, here we go. All right. Good luck, Matt.
Hi. Are you Matt Arnold from Rocket Jump?
I am.
Well, golly gee willikers, welcome to Mattel, a family corporation. Would you like some milk and cookies?
Absolutely.
So I...
What?
I hear you're here to pitch us a Creepy Crawlers movie.
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I was just informed by our agents that you guys, Mattel, are looking to get into adult toys.
Oh, yeah. You know, adult.
What?
We have a whole line of adult toys, you know, based on such spooky properties as The Nightmare Before Christmas. But, you know, I hope this isn't too scary like Edward Scissorhands.
Absolutely. So, I'm here to pitch you an adult R-rated version of one of your most famous and wonderful toys, Creepy Crawlers. The name's right in there.
Love Creepy Crawlers.
When you think of Creepy Crawlers, what do you think of?
I think of good, wholesome family fun from the good folks at Mattel to your family.
Absolutely. So what we're doing with Creepy Crawlers is there's a scientist, the man who invents Creepy Crawlers. His name is Will Campos.
Okay, I like that name.
It's a good name. So he's developed this thing called plastic goop, which is a goop that is biochemically engineered to create life, because that's what he's wanted to do. But little do we realize that he's abandoned his entire life up until then. He abandoned a kid, he abandoned a wife, and his ambition is to get the Nobel Prize by creating a new life form from plastic goop.
And then this creepy crawler comes out and teaches him valuable lessons about fatherhood.
Absolutely. But in this case, the creepy crawler is named Nobel, the daughter that he abandoned. But when his wife dies, she comes to live with him. And now he's got to deal with this new kid while he's on the verge of getting his Nobel Prize. So what do you think she plays with?
A creepy crawler set?
That's right. Instead of, like, every good toy.
I thought you just said that he was the inventor of creepy crawlers.
Like every good scientist parent, he comes up with a toy to distract her instead of actually parenting. So he gives her a creepy crawler set. But she runs out of plastic goop. So what does she look for?
The plastic goop that was...
The actual plastic goop. I'm sweating here, boys.
You know, I bet this Will Campos guy would have done a better job keeping the details right of your pitch.
Hey, Matt, this is Freddie coming in from your earpiece radio. Get to the point, dog.
Okay, so this kid runs out of plastic, and she just wants to play a creepy crawler so bad because god dang, it's the best toy ever. So what does she do? She finds the closest thing there is to plastic goop, her dad's biochemical super goop, and she puts it in her creepy crawler machine. But unfortunately, her little tooth drops out because, you know, she's a kid, so she's losing her tooth. And it stays overnight, and what comes out? Oh, it's a creepy crawler, but it's a creepy crawler made out of life goop and her tooth. So we got a spooky movie where the creepy crawlers go around town and start eating people. When you get bit, you turn into creepy crawlers, and the scientist dad has got to save the town while,
So it sounds like now
that's
maybe
a pretty good
to maybe
there.
Pitch a couple of ideas. Maybe it would be like the daughter has a link with them, and then you know like she's killing her enemies without realizing it, and the dad has like it's like a father. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good. That's why you're the CEO, sir. So, anyways, I'm gonna awkwardly step off this elevator for a moment, and you just give our agents a call if you enjoyed that pitch.
Well, Matt, you know, golly gee willikers.
I'm already out. Hey, Freddy. Freddy, I'm getting out of this building, dude. You have no idea how bad I just bombed in there.
Hey,
get out.
Did you tell him about the part where the dad holds the kid down and yanks the teeth? No?
No, dude, you should get out. I gave them a fake name. We just got to get out of here.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go.
Let me call up our agent really quick.
Hi, this is your agent.
Hey,
the CEO of Mattel.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm sorry. Someone
just left a bomb in the building.
Someone just called in a bomb threat, and the police are here to take this stinker out of here.
There's a bomb in our elevator. We've got to get it out. All right.
Oh, well, that was that.
Well, that was a good goof, guys.
Hey, cut Matt some slack. He's been pitching nonstop, and he's been having to listen to another pitch. The pitch.
What?
Of a lawyer trying to save his clients. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What lawyer are you talking about?
I'm confused.
Matt's on jury duty, remember?
Oh, that was the... Yeah, we established that in the canon.
Yeah, that's why I'm bad at pitching.
Good job, Matt.
thank you.
That's maybe a top five, top three pitch I've ever heard.
That was like, we gave you a Ferrari and you just drove it straight into the wall.
I was not ready. I was just not ready for it.
We have come up with some clunkers on this show, but that was a club banging episode. And you just came in and it just dropped
it. I feel like I said
it.
Rated R and then baby teeth. And then once the episode was done, I just laid back. I was like, that was a good run. And I was just waiting. And then all of a sudden, I had to get back in the car and I was just not ready for it.
That's fair. All right. Last week we did Nuclear Family, the tense thriller, geopolitical thriller of a family and spies and all that. And we got some pretty rad fan art as usual.
Yeah, we got a ton of fantastic art this week. I'll just go ahead and give some shout outs here. Mitchell Burton sent us our first live action poster for Moving Day. It's got the gun and the Jay-Z B serum and then this mom's bathroom stuff box. Well done, Mitchell. Got some awesome art from Roxy Stokes, poster for Nuclear Family. It was a really wonderful hand-drawn poster that has the dad with the creepy specter pin and the parents gripping her shoulder. Thanks to Roxy. Got another poster from 8. 8 gave us it's a really cool poster with everyone in gas masks and our main character holding up this photo of her
cool.
mom. This family is about to fall out, which I thought was a very good, very good tagline. Downtown Ryan Alistair Brown gave us a poster for Nuclear Family with a bespoke marker font that he created himself. It's got like a whole Moving Day kind of vibe. It's the bomb stuffed into a box shipped off to the basement. And we also got one from Abby Brunzel. Thank you so much, Abby. Another really wonderful, creepy hand-drawn poster with like the parents looming in the shadows in the background. The kids looking up at them. We'll have all those for you guys to purview and purveil and watch in real words on the Rocket Jump Story Break Twitter account at RJ Story Break.
We didn't use any names for this episode, but we always are looking for names to be used. So tweet us at RJ Story Break. Also, thank you. We just crossed 300 iTunes reviews.
Opa! 305 star iTunes reviews.
Oh, I see.
Mazel tov to us.
Yeah, we don't count the other ones.
Thank you guys so much for leaving iTunes reviews for us. It really makes our day and helps us out. Thanks to everyone who's been giving us a little love
on
iTunes.
Also, we use it often. Your reviews are seen by the top executives in Hollywood because often say, okay, this sounds like a pretty good idea, gentlemen. We will do this $60 million movie with you. However, one question, how many iTunes reviews?
How
do
many
you
iTunes reviews
we go,
you got?
Mr. Fox Entertainment, let us show you a review from
Ashley3859, who just started listening a couple of days ago and is absolutely delighted with this podcast. Thanks, Ashley.
Wow. You gentlemen do seem like somebody who's worth $60 million. So seriously, it makes us feel good, and it may make us millions of dollars if you leave those reviews.
Oh my god,
no, it won't. But thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network despite our dumb shenanigans that we engage on a week-to-week basis, you can check out a whole bunch of a mess of very good other podcasts at MaximumFun.org, including Who Shot You, which I was on last week.
Freddie was on Who Shot You. Go listen to Who Shot You with Freddie. He talks about Mission Impossible 2, the best Mission Impossible movie.
Correct.
Don't add us.
Don't add us.
Actually, add us.
Actually, add us. We'll fight you.
No, they need to learn.
I was going
to
do a thing.
We will teach them.
Can I just say, like, I think Don't Add Us may be the worst thing this
generation. I actually kind of don't like Don't Add Us.
I hate Don't Add Us. It's like that's like walking into like a grocery store and be like, I fucking hate people. Don't talk to me. It's like, no, you can't say something out in public and then not have people.
Well, it's just weird because Twitter's like a forum for communication. It's just a sad thing.
Twitter is
a
forum for cool dog pics and funny Twitter jokes.
If you say don't at me, you're a coward.
Okay. Woo.
All right. Anyway, with that,
Mamma Mia, thanks as well to Cameron Covell, our audio editor, for chopping up this episode. And
don't at him.
Don't add Cameron.
Don't add him.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on Story Break, the podcast where
we
at
Freddy
all
day
long. At Freddy, everyone.
In a world dominated by dude bro movie podcasts. A world where Casey Affleck has an Oscar and Angela Bassett does not. Only one podcast is brave enough to call bullshit. Who Shot Ya? With Ricky Carmona.
A lot of people don't know Porgs. Puerto Rican.
Alonzo Duralde.
I would eat Oakjaw.
April Wolf.
I want to interrupt and say that the fish man was real sexy.
Drea Clark.
I have a real soft spot for King Kong.
And women of color.
I was like, damn!
Right, Kugler got final cut.
Kugler got final cut!
I just felt like the film was so sour and so completely irrelevant to basically anything in life.
Who Shot Ya? Listen every Friday on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.